Here on Daf Ches Amud Beis, let us again start. Let us start from Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the bottom. Omar Rav Yosef, Omale Rav Yehuda, Shamet Minei Demar Shmur Tarti. That Rav Yehuda told Rav Yosef, he heard from Shmur two halachas. Rochev umanik chad koni v'chad loy koni. One of them is koine and one is not koine. Lo yadana hay minayu. And I don't know which one is koine and which one is not koine. What does Rashi say? Shamet minei demar shmur tarti. Shamati mimenu shnei dvorim. Din rochev. V'din mani. B'chad omali koni, b'chad omali loy koni. Lo yadano, and I don't know, hay minayu, which one did he say was koni, and which one did he say was not koni. So the Gemara starts explaining, hey chidami, ilayma rochev l'chudei, umanig l'chudei, if you had heard from Mar Shmuel that he had spoken about Rochev Lechudei Umanig Lechudei, Manig Lechudei Mikim Manda Oma Aloy Koni, would there be a person that holds Manig is not Koni? So if Mar Shmuel was speaking about these two Kinyonim, and he, Mar Shmuel said one is Koni, one is not Koni, so then there's no shaila whatsoever. Manig is icha koine. So if he said that one is not koine, so kochoch, it's rochov that's not koine. What does Rashi say? Inema rochiv luchudei. She'ein acher manig imoy. There's not a person that's manig together with the rochov. So this person was a rochuk, and someone chaps it away from him, and he makes a meshicha to be kainit. And he was also speaking about a similar case by manik. So Shmuel was talking about, in these two cases, we're speaking about two distinct cases. One case, someone made a kinyan rochuk. One case, someone made a kinyan manik. And in both cases, they were chapped away. And in one of these two cases, Shmuel said that they were koine and the chaytev has no schus. In the other case, he says they were not koine and the chaytev has a schus. V'kama Shmuel b'chad minayu d'loy koni uman d'chotev shaper chotev. U'miboyle l'rav Yehuda b'hay minayu. If that would be the case, that was the suffix of Shmuel, that was the suffix of Rav Yehuda, in what case did Mar Shmuel say that's loy koni? So there is no shayla. Manig l'chude mi'ika l'man d'oma d'loy koni. Is there anyone that holds manig alone is not koine? A meshiche hizu. This is meshiche. If you're manig a behemah, that's kinyan meshiche. U behemah niknis be meshiche. Behemah is nikna be meshiche. U maiti boy leila Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Yehuda shayla? If that was the case that Shmuel was speaking about, ivadei omar Shmuel, b'chad minayu d'loy koni, if Shmuel said, in this case, that one isn't koine, v'rochav u d'koma. So ziche, he's speaking about rochav. D'kosova, meshiche be'inen, shetaker yad v'regu, k'demrinen b'kedushin. Because Shmuel holds that in order in Hilchis Meshicha, you need a mekiras yad v'regel. And by Rochu, there's no akiras yad v'regel. That's what we see from Rashi. By Rochav, there's no akiras yad v'regel. So Memele, if he said one is not koine, Seizich meant that Rochav is not koine. Because there's no akiras yad v'regel. In Rashi, and Omed Aleph also said, when Rashi mentioned that the Mishnah was to tell us that Rochav is koine, va'av agav deloy meshichehi, she'eino izozo min koimo. It's not moving. It's not moving. She'ein man higo beraglov. So Rashi says, here in these two places, Rochuv does not move mim koimo. And Rashi says, there's also no akiras yad v'regel. That's what Rashi says. So al koponim, we have here two characteristics of Rochel. It's lois enes ozo mim koimo, and there's no akiras yad v'regel. So memele, if the member of Mashmul was to tell us that one is not koine, so zicha manig is zicha koine, manig is a meshiche. So al kochach is coming to tell us that Rochel is not koine, because Rochel is not a meshiche. The kosov a meshiche binishetak a yad v'rego. Kedemrinem b'kedush. So that can't be the shaila. Elo. So the shaila of Rabbi Yehuda was, he had heard from Mar Shmuel another shaila. Rochel b'mokem manik iboile. This was the shaila of Rabbi Yehuda, that maybe he heard from Mar Shmuel Rochel b'mokem manik, that one made a Rochel and one made a manik. And that means that Rochav alone is koine, Manig alone is koine. The shaila is, but if you have two people are making simultaneously different kinyonim, one is making a kinyon Rochav, and one is making a kinyon Manig. What is the din? Rochiv Odis, maybe Rochiv is better. Totofis Bey, he's Toifis. He's holding it. He's holding the reins. Aidum Manig Odif, the Oslo Machmose. Maybe Manig is better, the Oslo Machmose. So let us see Rashi. El Rochav b'mokem manik. Shneim boim lefoneinu. Ze Rochav v'ze manik. Ze oima kula shali. V'ze oima kula shali. Each one says it's mine. L'chayre, because of the kinyan I had made in it. Omar Shmuel chat koni. So Shmuel said one of these two were koine. Mi boy leila Rav Yehuda heiche de isnu l'tavayu hay odif. If you have both together, you have a rochuf and a manik, which one is better? Rochuf odif, the tof is both. Rochuf is better because he's holding on to it. He's holding on to the reins. V'chi amrinen meshiche koni eiche deleke rochuf. Meshiche is koin, we know there's a kinyi meshiche eiche deleke rochuf. Avol b'mokeim rochuf loy. But if one made a meshiche and the other is roichuf, then meshiche will not be koine. Because he's toughest in the reins, he's holding the reins. Oidum a manig odif, the kozlo machmosei, V'hi ha-gedoyla b'kinyin. And that's the gedoyla b'kinyin. Let us just go a little further before we try to explain b'tzadei ha-shayla. B'kitza, that was Rabbi Yehuda Mustama heard from Mar Shmuel such a diyun that one person made a kinyan rochuk, one person made a kinyan manik, and the shaila was, which one is better? It is rochuk better, the toughest bay, or manik is better, because the machmosa vihi agadayla bikinyan. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Omar li Rav Yehuda nechziyana. So Rav Yehuda told me, he was misupik. He says, if the case of Shmuel was that both were babasachas, which one is kaine? So Rav Yehuda says, I'll be able to figure out what my Shmuel told. This nan, we learned a Mishnah. Hamanig esa boim, hamanig soifig esa boim, vayayshe bekorim soifig esa boim. If a person is manig asher vachamoyl, manig loim, he gets malkis. There's a iser deraisa to be manig asher vachamoyl. Vayayshe bekorim, if a person is Yeshiv Bekorim, he's also Seifeg Esar Boy. Rameya Poiter Esar Yeshiv Bekorim. Rameya Paters the Yeshiv Bekorim. So it comes out like this. A person sat down Bekorim. So the Tanakhama holds that you get Malkus. And Rameya says, you don't get Malkus. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Umid the Apach Shmuel, and Shmuel said, no, the Mishnah is Fagreis. V'toni chachomim poitrim es hayoyshev v'kol. And he said that the chachomim pater es hayoyshev v'kol, because yochet b'ram alochi keram, Shma mino rochov luchudei leikoni, v'cholstein rochov b'moke manik. So now we can figure out what Shmuel holds, because Shmuel was mahapach the gears of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Chachamim hold Yoishiv v'koren is loike, and Shmuel said, no, Ramei holds Yoishiv v'koren is loike, and the chomim hold Yeshiv Bekorin is potter. So umid apach Shmuel, since Shmuel was mahapach the Mishnah, v'toni v'chachomim poitrin as a Yeshiv Bekorin. Shma mino rochev luchudei loikoni. Rochev luchudei is not koine. V'choshkein rochev b'moke manik. Rochev b'moke manik is also not kind. Now let us see Rashi. Man ila rameya ad l'rabona legores. Nechzi anon, islon l'mifshet mishmaita de bar Shmuel mahay minay yuoma. We can figure out from another member of Shmuel what Shmuel has said. Hamanig b'sher v'chamoyl. Poita. Now we have, if it's Rameya Poita, Kosovo lav midi ovid. Now, Ayoshev Bekorin, it seems it's the same thing like Aroichev, and that Einai Zaza Mimkoima, and there's no Akiris Yad Veregel. And Rameya holds, according to this Girsa, that he didn't do anything. Fine. Umidaapach Shmuel, and Shmuel was Mahapach. Shmuel was Mahapach the Mishneh, and he said the Chachamim Apaitrim, Shmamino, Svira Lishmuel, Rochev, Lav Midi Maisa Ovid, that Rochev didn't do a Maisa, Mishim Diyochid, Verabim, Aloche Keram, Avche, Lemasnissen, Lukme Pture Kerabot. So we see that Shmuel held that a Yeshiv Bekorin, Lahaloche, a Yeshiv Bekorin is similar to Rochuv, and he says, if you're not Chayiv by Manikloim, so that's what the Chachamim hold, so who adin? Rochuv will not be a Maisa Kinyan. Let us just go a little further, then we'll try to explain. So we push it to Shaila. We see Shmuel holds that a Yoshev Bekorin is not Chayiv al Tzmanik Bekloim. So then a Yoshev Bekorin, a Rochuv is not a Maisa Kinyan. The Rochav alone is not koine, v'choshkein Rochav b'mokei manik. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef told over this whole thing. Rav Yosef told Rav Yehuda had said over his suffix, he didn't know exactly what he had heard from Shmuel. And then Rav Yehuda was poshet to Safek. If we see that Shmuel holds la loche, that a Yoshev Bakorim is not loike, so then we see Rochuv is not koine, and so Mamela, so now we know everything. Rochuv isn't koine, and Avad Gebis is not koine, b'mokim manik. Fine. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, O zimnin sagin amritlon nechseyanon, v'loi amritlon mishmei de Rav Yehuda. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, now you told us this many times, but you told us that it seems like you wanted to be poshet to Shaila. That Rav Yosef wanted to be poshet to Shaila, let us see what Shmuel had really said, and you wanted to be poshet to Shaila, and you were poshet to Shaila from Yoshev Bekorin, that Shmuel said, ain't they like him? So we see that Rochuv is not kind. Now you're telling me that Rav Yehuda was Poshet to Shaila. Abaye wanted to get close. Who said what? Who was Poshet to Shaila? Omale Ivre. That's right. That means he used to say it over that he was Poshet to Shaila. Then he reminded himself that it wasn't he that was Poshet to Shaila. Rav Yehuda was Poshet to Shaila. Rav Yehuda was Poshet to Shaila that Shmuel holds that Rochuv is not Koine because Shmuel holds that Yoshev Bekorin is not like it. With the Chalno Nami, and I remember now something else. The Omri Lei, I asked him, Heichi Poshet Ma Rochuv Mi Yoshev. I asked him a shaila. I asked him, how could you be poishet rochuv mi yoshev? Yoshev loy tofes b'maysera. Yoshev is not tofes b'maysera. Yoshev bekorin means he's sitting in a wagon. He's not holding the reins of the bain. He's sitting in the wagon. Rochuv tofes b'maysera. Rochuv is tofes b'maysera. So I asked Rav Yehuda, that even though you see that Shmuel holds that Yoishev is not like it, but maybe Rachav is kinder because Rachav is tough as b'meisera. But Amali, and he told me, Rav Shmuel Domri Tavayu Meisera Loikoni. Meisera isn't kinder. But if we see that Yoishev is not like it, so Rachav can't be kinder because he's tough as b'meisera. Meisera Loikoni. Now let us see Rashi. Ochis nishmam nesvila shmurach v'chudi leikoni v'legos laba. V'zimnen sagin amret lo shmait en efzi anan. V'amret lon elo mishimcha l'mipshet sveike d'Rav Yehuda. You always told us that you were poishet the shayla. And now you're telling us that Rabbi Yehuda himself was poishet the shayla. She said, Ivre emes hu amali nechzi anan. That's true. And now remember something else. Zacher ani shamarti loy heichi tivshet ma rochu miyoyishiv v'korom. How could you be poishet rochu is tivis b'meisera? Meisera means that the halter, that you can pull the behemoth. And Rabbi Yehuda answered me, Meisera ne keine b'metziye. Meisera is not keine b'metziye. Ad sheyelichenu v'taker yad v'regu. Meisera isn't keine b'metziye. You have to be meilichet v'taker yad v'regu. V'av agav b'mechire koni. Even though b'mechire is keine. K'desnan b'heim agase niknis b'mesire. There is a Kenyan Messira, but I've been Messira like on it. Because I'm reading in time of the common Bishmai. So, because Rav Yehuda told Rav Yosef that Messira is irrelevant by Messira. Messira is only kind of by Mechira and not by Messira. Now, let's go a little further and then we'll try to explain the Gemara. Ike da Amri, Omalei Abaye le Rav Yosef, the conversation was a little different, that Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Eichi poshet ma rochuv mi Yosef, Yosef le tofes b'meseire, rochuv tofes b'meseire. So how could you be poshet if Yosef is not loike? So how could you be poshet, Reichiv is not kain, Reichiv is tofes b'meseire? Amalei hachi tani idi, meiseira loikoni. Meiseira is not koini by hefke. It manami, amarab chelbei, amarabune, meiseira mechavei loikoni. There's a kinye mesire by meker and memke. Vemetsiye obenichse yager loikoni. But meiseira is not koini, vemetsi benichse yager. My loshin meiseira, what is the Taich Meisera? Amarove, Idi Azbarali, Ka'odom Hamoiser Dovo Lechavere. Meisera means that someone gives over to someone else. Bishloime Mechavere Koni. So if the owner gives over the reins, the halter to someone else, so he's Koine. The Kamosa Lechavere. Ela b'metziya b'nichse yager man kamos alei delik. No one gave him over there. Ike da amri l'resi rashi, Rav Yosef mishmei denav shikom enachse yanan, v'om alei abaya heiche tivshet rochu, idi shem chochem mechavei roi mekech hememker, ונכסי יגר שמייס ואין לו יושן וכל הקודם ונחוס אב זוכה בהם, מה לו שמסירו שמייסרין בוי ללויקייך. Now, I'd like to speak a little bit about קניה משיחה and קניה מסירה, then we'll come to our Gemara. let us start, there's a Rambam in Hilchas Mechire, Perik Dalet, Aloche Dalet. The Rambam says, if there was a chayfetz in the Rishus HaRabim, we have a klal, Mashiach is not koine b'shus HaRabim. There was a chayfetz in Rishus HaRabim, and the person pulled the chayfetz in the Rishus HaRabim, and he was machnis, a chelik of the chayfetz in a simte, not the whole chayfetz, only a chelik of the chayfetz in the simte. So the Rambam says he's koine. That's what the Rambam says. In the Rav Magid, in the Lechem Mishneh, a Mavayah the Rambam as follows. That it is speaking about, he made, in Kinyan Mashiach, you have to move the whole Chayfetz from where it was to a new place. That means it cannot be where it was till now. So that means if it was over here, he moved it over completely to another place. That's Kinyan Mashiach. That's number one. Kinyan Mashiach does not help Rishus HaRabim. You have to make Kinyan Mashiach b'simta. But the Rambam was machadish that if a person made a complete Mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim, that means he moved it from where he moved it completely, that it's not, the chayfetz is not where it was till now. He moved it completely. And he was machnis, a little of the chayfetz in the simta, he's kainet. That is Shita Saramba. Fine. Now, what is Pshat in this Rambam? So, Lechere, Pshat in the Rambam is as follows, and Betzim, I saw in Avin Ozel, more or less, he says like this Pshat. Be'emes in Kinyan Mashiach, there are two chalokim. There is one chalik of Hiroas Bailas, that he's showing he is a Bailim. The only way you can show you're a Bailim is by taking it out of the mokim that the Moicha put it. The Moicha put it into the Rishus HaRabim. If it's still in that mokim, a chelik is still in that mokim, that's not Heroes Bailas. You pull it out of that mokim, that is Heroes Bailas. That's number one. But there's another chelik in Kinyan Mashiach. You have to be machnes it poshuscho. There's another, this Heroes Bailas. I'm a Bailim. I'm taking it away from where you put it. That's a Ros Bailim. But in Kinyan Mashiach, there's another Chalik. That means, if I'll do everything in Rishus HaRabim, you put it in Rishus HaRabim, and I take it away, Mashiach is not kind of Rishus HaRabim. You have to be Moshiach to Amokim that I have a Rishus to keep my things. So you need also in Kinyan Mashiach Achnosol Rishus. That I was Machnasit Rishus. So the Rambam said, since there are these two components in Hilchas Mashiach, so als the inyan of a Ros Bailas, I can make the Ros Bailas in the Rishus HaRabim. So if I moved it completely, it is the Chayfetz is not where it was till now. It is out of the Mokim where the Moicha put it down. So that's called the Ros Bailas. I moved it completely. But that's not the whole Kinyan Mashiach. Kinyan Mashiach, I also need Achnos al Rishus. And Achnos al Rishus, I don't have to bring the whole thing into my Rishus. I feel I bring a mitzas of the Chayfetz in my Rishus, I'll also be kind. So, that means, in other words, as follows. If you'll have something that was standing in the Rishus HaRabim, was on the borderline between the Rishus HaRabim and a Simta, and he'll pull it a little bit into the simta, he won't be koine. Because in the chelik of Heiros Bailas, you have to pull the whole thing. You have to be oikir it from the mokim where it was till now. So therefore, you have to make a complete Mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim. You have to be oikir from the mokim where it was completely. You need this Heiros Bailas in Kinyan Mashiach. But besides the Ros Bailas, you need also Achnos al Rishus. Achnos al Rishus, you have to bring the whole thing in your Rishus. Afilu you brought a mikdas as the chayfet senyores, you also kai. Period. So we just said Meshiche has two chalokim to the Maisa Kinyan. There's a hiros bailes and there's achnos alushus. Now, we learned in our Gemara that Mesire is only koine by Mekech and Memka and is not koine by Hefka. Mesire, now what is Mesire? The Gemara says, Mesire Moisera, it was given over, to Adam HaMoiser Dobo L'Chabere. Now, let us talk about Kinyan Mesire, which helps. So let us talk about Kinyan Mesire by Mekech and Memke, and then we'll soon come to Rochel. Kinyan Mesire by Mekech and Memke helps Afilu B'Shus Harab. Now, it has to be one of the two. Either the owner hands over the reins to the Lekeach, or he tells him, take the reins. In that, when Mesire is koine, but by Metzia and Hefke, if a person sees a Hefke the Kebem, he'll take the reins, he's not koine. Now let us try to understand this halacha. What is the difference between Hefke and Mekech and Memke? Mesire is only koine if the reins are given over. There's a ceremony. The owner, the previous owner, gives it over to the lekeach. But by hefkel, Samazel pick up the reins as gonish mekonish. Is lechayre pshat is because in Mesire Yisicha need hayroas bailes also. By Mesire, I'm not showing any bailes on the behemah. I'm not touching the behemah. I'm not doing anything with the behemah. By Meshicha, I'm moishach the behemah. So there's a roz bailes on the behemah. By Mesire, I'm not doing anything with the behemah. I'm holding the reins. Now, what does that mean? So if by Mekech and Memke, the owner gives over the reins to the lekeach, so this ceremony has a meaning. That means I'm giving you over my ownership. I'm giving you over the reins. Or I'm telling you to take the reins. There that's called hiros bailes. That means if the owner, the previous owner, gives over the reins of the behemoth to a lekeach, so that shows hiros bailes. He was an owner, not on the reins, he was owner on the behemoth. But by giving over the reins of the behemoth, giving over the article that guides the behemoth, that is a hiros bailes. That's why, by Mekech and Memke, it will help. By Metzia, a person went and picked up the reins, so that's nothing. There's no hiros bailes. He didn't touch the behemoth. If the owner of the behemoth gave him the reins, then there's a hiros bailes. But if he picked it up himself, there's no hiros bailes. So that's why Mesire is not koine by Mekech and Memke. Mesire is not koine by Mesire, only by Mekech and Memke. So we know one nekude that Mesire is hiros bailes, and that's the hiros bailes is through that the owner gives over the reins to the lekeach. Now, let us clara shaila for 1 minute is there a inyan of achnoso lirshus by Mesire also? We mentioned by Meshiche there are two chalokim. By Meshiche there is hiros bailes and achnoso lirshus. Now let us clara shaila for 1 minute by Mesire. Is there also a Ros Bailes Nachnosel Rishus? Yes or no? So there is a Ram, Neshit Mekebetzis in Baba Basra, there is a Yad Rama, and there is a Yerushalmi. They all three say one thing. If I'm holding the reins of the behemoth, is Kiman Denokat Le Biyode Domi. It's ki'ilu I have the behemoth in my control, because I'm holding the reins. So there are two chalokim by Mesira, and that is why the Ram is Mabaya. Why does Mesira help Bershus Arabim? Mashiach doesn't help Bershus Arabim. Because by holding the reins is commanded noket le'biyodei domi. A moiridike Yerushalmi, just like to mention a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi clears a shaila, what is the din if a person wrote a get on a keren shalpola? He wrote a get on a keren shalpola, he wrote out to his wife, Harayat Magaresh, wrote on the keren shalpola. And he gives over the reins of the pora to his wife. So the Yerushalmi clears a shaila, is she giget? And what are the tzdodia? Amoyra de kashayla. The get is on the keren of the pora. He's giving go over the reins. And the Yerushalmi klal zashayla, is she giget? And the tzad that she's not giget, mishum do beinin kula biyodo. Amoyra de kazach. Need the whole thing has to be in her hands. Now, there's nothing in her hands. There's the reins in the hands. The get is written on the keren of the pora. What is the shaila? So we see there is a concept. If she has the reins, he's giving her over the reins. The reins alone is a concept. Command the knock and la biyoda, domi. It's like she has the behem in the hands, but not called kula biyoda. A shaila in the yashalmi of your kind. So let us say for practical purposes, that we say by Meshiche, we need two, there are two chalokim in Kinyan Meshiche. There's a Hiros Bailas. We said that in the Rambam, you have to move the animal completely from where it was standing to a different place. That's the Hiros Bailas Sheboy. And there's also, but it doesn't help Bishus Arabim. It doesn't help Bishus Arabim. You need a shtikal achnosa l'shusa. You have to be a mikzas, but need a shtikal achnosa l'shusa. These two chalokim make up kinyan mesira. And in the same way, kinyan mesira also there's two chalokim. There's a iros bailis, which only exists by mekech and memke. If the moicha gives over to lekech the mesira, so he's giving over the ownership. That's a iros bailis. That's number one. And therefore by Metziah, by holding the Messiah, it won't help. The Messiah won't help because there's no Eros Bailas. I'm holding the reins. It's nothing. I'm not doing anything to the Behemah. And there was no giving over ownership from the Moicha to the Lekeach. So Messiah by Hefker is not going. But there's another din in my Messiah. It's command, there's achnos alushus also. Command the noket lay biyodei dom. So we have sai kinyi mesire, and sai kinyi meshiche, there's two chalokim. There's eros bailes and achnos alushus. Now, let us go to kinyin rochuv. Now, kinyin rochuv, Rashi dachsemer is moiridik. Rashi, when Rashi spoke about Kinyan Rochel, Rashi says, Loizozo min koima. Rashi says it did not move. Rashi says it is not a Meshiche, the binin Akiris Yad Veregel. There's no Akiris Yad Veregel. Aval Pikein, we see, according to Rameya, Yechayev by Manikloi. A person's Yoshev Bekorin is Chayevats Manikloi. Now, if the behemoth did not move at all, so what kind of a money claim is he? So the Rehitis Loshin of Rashi would seem, and let's give a shtikal akdomen. The Gemara says that by Meshich, there's a machlekes tanoim, do you have to move the whole behemoth that should move both hands and both feet in order to be kind of a Meshich? Or there's another man, the Omar, that says, if it was oiker, yad, veregel, is command the okele kule domi. Because if it moved one hand or one foot, don't remain like this, it's going to move the other hand and the other foot. So, akiris, yad, veregel, means I move the behemoth. Even though by moving, I making it move a yad v'regel, it's so the lashon a gemara, the lashon a gemara in Baba Basra is. The Moran Baba Basra is as follows. The Kivin, the Me'eker Yad V'Regel, Idach Le Me'eker Kaimen. That's why Akiras Yad V'Regel helps. That means Akiras Yad V'Regel is Mitzad Atzmai, it's not a complete Meshicha, because it's still in the same place. But the Gemara says, "Kiven de me'eker yad v'regel idach le'me'eker kaime." It's going to move the other yad v'regel, and it's aimed to move from the place. So that is also sufficient. Akiras yad v'regel is le'me'eker kaime. It would seem by Rachel there's no akiras yad v'regel. What did it do? It moved the yad. That's what it did. It did something. Because if we see, according to Rav Meir, that Yechayev Altsmani Kloyim, Tzakoch had moved something. If it just stood in its place. But Rashi says, Loizozo Mim Kaimo. That means, what happens when a behemoth moves the yad? You know what happens? It moves the yad, and then it moves it back again. If it moves a yad v'regel, then the Gemara says, lemeka kaima. It's not going to stay here. It's going to move. So that's called zozmin kaima. It moved. It moved the yad v'regel. So that's called a ros bailes. That's called, I moved it. I moved it mim kaima. That's called a ros bailes. When you, by rochu, you did not, there's no akiris yad v'regel. That's what Rashi says, Klo. Loizozo mim kaimo. It didn't move. That means it did move. It moved the foot. But that foot, moved the yad. But that yad that it moved is going to retract again. So now the shaila is this also called the Ros Bailes? Is this called the Ros Bailes? I made the behemoth move temporarily. It moved the yad. It's going to move it back. Is this called a Ros Bailes? Yes or no. This is one thing. Shaila number two, let us talk, we mentioned in Meshicha, in Mesire, there's another Nekude. You need Hachnos al Rishus. Meshicha, you're Meshach to a Simte. Mesire, we said there's a concept of you're holding the Mesire, Now, Rachel, when we're speaking about Rachel, we have here two inyanim. One inyan by Rachel, we have, there's an Akiras Yad. That means he sat down on it. The behemoth moved the yad. It's a temporary movement that's going to retract, but it moved. And it's, and I'm, since I'm holding the Moisera, it's commanded not to lay biyodi domi. So we have here a kinyan of rochu mitzad the hiros bailes between you and me. The hiros bailes of meshiche is stronger than the hiros bailes of rochu. By hanhoge, it moved the yad v'regel. He moved it back. By rochu, it only moved the yad. So mitzad the Ros Baile Shaboy, Mistome Manik is better than Rochel. But we'll clear about mitzad the Hachnoso Lurshus Shaboy. So since he's toughest b'meisero, it's considered he is the Baim in his hands. This is a better Hachnoso Lurshus than the Hachnoso Lurshus of Meshicha. Meshicha, he brought it in Tasimte, he has a right to hold things there. So we have here two kinyonim. We have a two kinyon with a kinyon lochu, and we have here a kinyon money. So now let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara cleared the shaila. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know what he heard from Shmuel. Maybe he heard from Shmuel that one is koine and one is not koine. Now, if that is the shaila, so al kochoch, manig is ich a koine, because manig is a kiris yadvarek, manig is a meshiche. So manig is ich a kinye. So if Shmuel said one is not, if Shmuel said that one is not koine, al kochach Shmuel meant that Rochav isn't koine, because manig is ich a meise kinye. So but then Rav Yehuda said, no, maybe the shaila was different. The shaila was Rochav is ich a meise kinye. There is a hayros bailes mitzad akiris yad. Now this is meise kinye. Hayros bailes. No. But there's a better hachnos al reshus by Rochav than by money. So the shaila is, if you'll have both of them together, one has a bigger hayros bailes, one has a better hachnos al reshus, and both are done by basachas. This was the shaila that Shmuel was done. Which one is better? You have here, you have each one has a maila and a chasorim. And a ros bailis is manig better because it's there was a kirish yad v'regel. He made a permanent movement of the behemoth. In achnosel rishus, his rochov is better. That was the shaila that Rabbi Yehuda held Mar Shmuel was done, and he didn't know what Mar Shmuel said. Now let's just see the Loshon of Rashi. Let us see the Loshon of Rashi. El Rochu v'mokei manik. Shneim boim lefaneinu. Ze Rochu v'ze manik. Ze oim ekulu shli v'ze oim ekulu shli. Amar Shmuel chad komi. Boi le Rabbi Yehuda heiched disnayu letavayu. Hai odif. Rochiv odif do tofis bo. Rochiv, how is he Tavis Bo? Because he's holding the Meseire, commanding Noket Lebe Yodi Domi. V'chi amrine Meshiche kon eche de leke Rochiv, avu mokim Rochiv loy, and perhaps we could say, noch akneich, that if it's, by me it's Noket Be Yodi, so even though it was Nichnas Lesimte, but it's not called it's in his Rishus, it's in my Rishus, I'm holding it. It's like he made a Meshiche B'shus Moichel. I'm holding it. So Meila Rochiv is better. I do Memanig Odiv because the Ka'oz law, it's moving. Mach Mosei, V'hi Agdoyle B'kinyin, Fakel in the Hayroz Bailes, so the Ozla Mach Mosei, is Manig is better than Rochiv. That was the Shaila. So now the Gemara said, "Oh, I can be poishetit," because now we have a shaila between Rab Meir and the Chachamim. If a yoshev bekorin is loika al manik bekloin. Now, what is the case over there? A person is yoshev bekorin, he's sitting in a carriage. When he sits in a carriage, you know what the animal does? It moves a yad. That's what it does. It'll move. You sit in the carriage, it'll move a yad, then it'll move it back again. Is that called manig? Is that called manig? You have to be manig by claim. Is that called manig? A temporary pu'ule. A pu'ule, it moved something, but then it's going to move it back. Is that called manig? So there's a machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, according to the girsa of Shmuel, Rav Meir says, you like it. So Rav Meir holds that that's also called manig. I made the behemah move. It's only a temporary movement. It's going to retract its yad pretty soon. That's irrelevant. That's called I made the behemah move. So Rav Meir holds that that's called I made the behemah move. The Chachamim hold, yinachayv al tzmanik bekloin. So you see from the Chachamim, that's not bechlal called moving. It didn't do anything yet. Moving means something permanent. It moved. But if it put out a yad and then will retract it again, that's not called moving. So that's how the Gemara was poshut. So the Gemara was poshut. So the Gemara said, oh, you see, Shmuel said the Chamim hold you not like it. So you see, Shmuel holds that that is not called Bechlal. I moved the Behemah. So then there's no Heirois Bailus whatsoever by a temporary movement. Because Shmuel said you're not like it by Kloy. So Ibezayis Oiskishpal, that if there was a Shaila, that Shmuel holds, that Rochel Bechlal is not a Maisa Kenyan. Now, about the Gemis Rochel and Manik would be kind. That's how the Gemara was pushed. So the Gemara asked Akasha, but maybe Rochel is another Maila of Tovus B'Meseiris. So the Moses, I'm sure they, you need a Ros Bailas also. It's not sufficient that I'm holding on to the Meseiris. The Ros Bailas of Meseiris is only by Mekech Memke when it is given over from an owner to a Lekech, then Meseiris helps. But by Hevke, there's no Ros Bailas by taking the Meseiris. So the only Ros Bailas would have been by moving the Behemah. And since we see that Shmuel held, that it's not called Ayoshib Bekorim, ain't I like it? So that's not called I move the behemoth. So there's no Eros Bailus whatsoever. So Kochach Shmuel holds that Rochel is in Koine, Navad Gebis Bemokim Manik.